This is John Nashi. Peace be upon you all. The subject or topic we'd like to address very briefly today is commercialism. Actually, today, commercialism is capitalism. One of the things that we all know concerning commercialism is commercials, because we all watch television, we listen to the radio, we go to the movie theater, and commercials are designed to advertise actually products to be sold on the commercial markets. And I recall years ago when I was a young kid, they had a few items in the store, and you walked in and you made your selections. And sometimes you had a list where you listed the things that you wanted to buy. Wasn't too many products or whatever the case. But now today we have these big commercial stores, big box stores they call them. They have credit cards you could buy online, and you buy without thinking, really. Many of the stores are organized and structured in a way to guide you through. And you are already prepared, your mind has already been prepared by the commercials that come on television 24/7. They never stop. And there's hidden subliminal messages in the commercials. And it programs your mind to buy certain products, the quantity of how many you should buy, just like something invisible taken over your mind. And your hand is picking up things, putting it in your shopping cart. And when you get home, many of these products you don't even need. And I'm pretty certain that you can look in people's closets and see how many slippers, sneakers, sweatpants, and all the rest of these things they have piled one upon the other. And many of these things are never worn. They end up selling them on eBay or some of these other outlets, home buying outlets. So this is a very serious problem, because today we don't have much money. And we don't have much money for things that we don't need. The amount of money we have are for things that we do need. So advertisements on radio, and some of these programs that you see there, advertisement is geared towards retired seniors, mainly insurance and death insurance and things of that nature. It's a programming. And this is why we need community. We need community involvement. People coming together, having socials and having lectures and things of that nature to teach our people in our specific organizations of how they should spend their money, what they should be on the lookout for. We shouldn't leave our seniors just to chance, or even our children, our young people, etc. Now, people are really worked up about hair products and haircuts. As a matter of fact, I went to the barbershop. Normally, my wife cuts my hair, or my grandchildren, somebody, because I just get it all cut off. But anyway, I decided I was going to go to the barbershop. And I went to the barbershop, and lo and behold, the price of just cutting my hair off, $25. And in some of the barbershops, you even have to make an appointment. Man, have to make an appointment to get a haircut. And you have lines, lineups and this and that. And one barbershop I went in, they had a whole price list of different things that they do to your hair and how much it costs. So we're being programmed unnecessarily to spend our money in these big commercial markets, which is really capitalism. America practices capitalism in its purest form. Everything is designed to take the money out of your pocket and put it in their pocket. So when you get a chance, just sit back one day and look at some of the advertisements on television and try to decipher it. What does these things mean? And there's other flashes that come in that they flash so fast, they pass right by your subconscious mind and into your subconscious mind. And you're picking up products in a store, and really you don't even know why. You have no need for it, but it's too late. So just keep our focus on these things, because they're very important. I try to do short talks on things that are important to all of us as human beings, that we won't be deceived and manipulated by these big commercial outlets, major, and some of these outlets, quite as is kept, they sell the same products, but they have three different stores with a different name. But it's interchangeable. All you have to do is just change the letterheads and whatever the case. But basically, it's all the same. And the reason for this is capital. They're after capital to reduce you of your livelihood. And quite nasty, God is the best knower. So we thank you. Peace be upon you all. Peace.